This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 17th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Matthew 6 verses 14 to 15. It says there, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." End of quote. An anonymous quotation correctly stated the fact, to forgive is set a prisoner free and realize the prisoner was you. End of quote. Our today's Bible insight can give perplexity to many Christians. However, Jesus said this, and although it is not easy to process, it is something we should all keep in mind, the dangerous consequences of unforgiveness. It means exactly what Jesus said. He said, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. However, if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. It is clear, direct, and straightforward. Today's insight can be studied along with Matthew chapter 18. Jesus there answered the question of Peter, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered and said, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Peter thought seven times is a good number, good enough. However, when Jesus said 70 times seven, what Jesus meant is not 490 times, but Jesus meant forgiveness should be unlimited. You cannot put a number and say, I would not forgive more than that number. Beloved, it is only logical that your forgiveness should be unlimited, because God's forgiveness toward you is unlimited. Can you put a number of your sins and offenses against God? How many times did you break God's law in His universe? Go through and read all the Ten Commandments and the laws, and then try to discover how many times you broke those laws. If God put a number to your offenses, the number would have been run out already. What Jesus means is this: God's forgiveness you received must be the measure of your forgiveness. We can compare our today's insight to the parable Jesus said and recorded in Matthew 18. A king settled accounts with his slaves. One owned 10,000 denarii but was unable to pay back. The slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before the king and requested patience and mercy on him. His master felt compassion and released all the debts he owed. However, this same slave went out and talked to one of his fellow slaves, who owed him only 100 denarii, and seized him to his throat, choked him and demanded to pay back. The fellow slave fell to the ground and pleaded for patience and mercy. However, he threw him into prison. When others found out, they were grieved and reported to the master. The master called him and said, "Wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have mercy on your fellow slave in the same way I had mercy on you?" The Lord, moved with anger, gave him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. Then Jesus said this important statement, "My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart." End of quote. In other words, God's forgiveness is much more than our mind can ever fathom. We cannot wrap around the extent of His forgiveness toward us. The above Bible verses teach us a lesson, and that is this: you should forgive others according to God's forgiveness. Secondly, if you do not forgive, you could be handed over to torturers until you recognize this truth about forgiveness. Beloved, forgiveness does not mean you must trust the person who offended you again and again. There is no Bible passage asking you to do it. Forgiveness does not mean you need to be around that person who continuously offends and hurt you either. However, forgiving their offenses is cardinal for you to move on in God's plan. flourish and grow again. If you have anger and bitterness due to unforgiveness, pray to the Lord to help you to get rid of it. The Lord will empower you with His Holy Spirit. You are not letting your offender off the hook. You are only letting yourself off the hook. Think how much and how many times God forgave you. God wants you to forgive from your heart. Give it to the Lord and let Him handle it. He is able to handle more efficiently than you would ever do. You see, you are the prisoner getting freedom from the bondage of unforgiveness, anger, frustration, and bitterness, and not the other way around. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray with me. Father in heaven, I know You forgave my manifold sins and mistakes in Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again in my place for all of my sins. I would never know and experience true forgiveness without knowing the forgiveness of Jesus toward me. Jesus, please come to my life now and make me a brand new person, imparting Your love, mercy, kindness, and forgiveness in me. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.